Rob, Comrade, and KO podcast.
And welcome in to the latest edition of the Rob, Comrade, and KO podcast, the podcast that divides the Palmetto State. I am Rob Sanders, your host. Of course, I represent the Clemson Tigers on this show. They have won two out of the last four national championships. I have a couple of co-hosts. We'll start with one of the most hated people on the planet. He is the Comrade, Mike Dabreski. Mike, good evening, sir.
It is good to be here. It is great to be a Gamecock. We are closer now to football. We actually saw football last night. Who watched football last night? Austin Peay, Central Michigan. They both look like quality ACC teams. But we're almost there. Football is almost here. Cross my fingers. It's a great time, finally, in the world of sports.
There's so much to sift through there, but I'll just welcome in my buddy, Cale Hall, from the Upstate. Welcome in, Cale. How you doing, brother?
What's up, guys? My favorite night of the week, Sunday night. Time to talk to college football. I wouldn't do it normally, Comrade. I have to correct you. It was Central Arkansas, not Central Michigan. Michigan is a bitch state. They will not be playing football this year. Arkansas, on the other hand, is a state with huge balls, and they're one of the ones that will be participating in college football.
Well, there you go.
We saw that last night.
Already correcting the Comrade. I wasn't going to say anything. I was trying to be social, but, hey, the Comrade did
screw it up. Well, I couldn't help it on that one.
I know. Well,
I was more throwing a dig at people who choose not to participate in the sport of football this fall than I was really to correct the Comrade. I just saw it as an opportunity to do so.
Well, there you go. Thank you for that Kayla. Also joining us this evening, for the first time on our show, I welcome in virtual Cale Hall. Cale, how are you doing, sir?
What's going on, motherfuckers?
Good to hear from you, man. I'm glad you're going to be joining us on the show this evening. Hopefully you don't get upset later on, but virtual Cale is joining us on the show as well. So tonight, ladies and gentlemen, I am going to show you something here. This, as you can see there on the YouTube channel and, of course, on Facebook Live, this is my media ballot for the ACC preseason awards, and I thought it would be nice to allow my co-host to help me out, and of course you folks can help me out too. And we'll pick our all ACC team and the list of the players up and down from 1 to 15, or the teams 1 to 15. So we'll do all that tonight, so looking forward to that. But first I want to thank our sponsors. What are you laughing at there, Comrade?
I'm laughing at I'm just laughing at our text exchange earlier. I will share it earlier about when we start doing the all-conference teams.
Oh.
I will share it later on.
That's fine. We can share it later on.
Okay.
But first, we have to thank Callaway's Bar and Grill out in West Columbia. Highway 1 diagonal from the Walmart. Go by and check them out. Some of the best wings you could eat, and the good people are at Callaway's. Ice cold beer, retro video games, the only golden tea lounge in the Midlands, all at Callaway's Bar and Grill. Callaway'sBarandGrill.com. We also have DNC Trucking and Transport, the No Spin Zone segment with the Comrade. Comrade, read away.
It sucks to be a Gamecock. I wish I had a man with the character that Dabo Sweeney has to run my football program. I am happy with the COVID-19 pandemic. This means we get more time with Will Muschamp. He needs 8 years to fix the program. Pay no attention to last year's 4-8 team. It's a mirage. Betty Wilson hates me. I'm the reason Cale Hall pisses in his sink. It's utterly shameful to be a Gamecock. Go Tigers.
That message courtesy of Dennis Wilson, DNC Trucking and Transport. That hacking going on there, is that your dog, Cale? What the hell's going on with your dog, man?
Yeah, I need to get that away from him. He's got a new piggy.
Oh, I thought he was choking.
I bought it today at the Walmart neighborhood market, and I didn't think, but we got to do the show tonight. he gets too annoying. I'll just make him go somewhere else.
Can I address a comment real quick, though, from Anthony Keith Harrelson? He says, Comrade loves talking crap about the ACC, yet his team seems to have issues beating ACC teams. I'll remind you, all time, we have a winning record against the ACC, and our only conference championship came in the ACC. So I can talk crap about your conference because, as you say, our football program is a tire fire, a basement dweller, yet we won the ACC one time, only there for 19 years. I think it was 19 seasons. One at one time. Winning records, the ACC. So
Will Muschamp,
I will talk crap about the ACC, and you'll deal with it.
Exactly.
You'll deal with it.
I'm not even going to put up with that, man.
That's fucking trash.
Thank you.
All factual.
Virtual Kale. Thank
All
you,
factual.
Virtual Kale.
I think I said it was factual.
Virtual Did Kale not is not going to put thing. Up with your shit. I'm just telling you. Virtual Kale is tired of your shit already, comrade.
I will not. Everything I say is facts.
I fucking hate him.
I know you do, Virtual Kale.
Virtual Kale really does not hate me.
Virtual
that
Kale
is
does hate
blasphemous.
You.
Blasphemous.
What do you, Virtual Kale? What do you want to do to the comrade?
I want to break his fucking neck.
Okay, well there you go. Don't fuck with Virtual Kale, comrade. It's probably it's not gonna work for you. Shout out to the folks that are watching.
Viewers in here tonight.
Yeah.
From YouTube, I've been promoting the show regularly with snippet videos. I also promoted our football contest Friday night.
Right.
And I had several folks, I will say four or five at least, comment and tell me I'm in. I told them, make sure you go click the link that I have in the description box down in the video, and I'll take you over to a Facebook page for the podcast where you get all the details and questions answered that
right.
I was not able to answer there.
Well,
I also gave Callaway's Bar and Grill in West Columbia a free plug, and I think I did pretty well with it. I did not mention that it was on Highway 1, but I did mention that it was diagonal from the Walmart.
That's
it. And I fucked up when I was talking about the little activity they play there. I called it Golden Q a couple of times. That's actually the name of a honky tonk up here in the upstate over in Taylor's. It's actually the Golden Tee, but then I corrected myself. So
it's okay.
And I said something on here I didn't mean to.
Oh, did Virtual Kale?
Yeah.
Calm down, Virtual Kale. Virtual Kale makes me happy. I don't know why. Anyway, he's talking about the Callaway's Pick'em Challenge. And you really should get involved with this. Comrade, can you give us a rundown on how many folks have already registered?
Oh, boy. I think we have about 14 right now that have actually paid money. We have about, 25 who have, contacted me and said, when's the deadline? I'm giving you money soon, all that stuff. So, as always, what usually happens is the money comes flying in right around – 3 days before the first game. And
yep.
So keep in mind, September 12th, I know it's a weird season. People have been asking me, too, if they've missed the contest already because there was football last night. No, September 12th is our week one. And I know there's other football games going on before then, but we decided to go with September 12th as week one. There are seven games to be played that week, and we're going to have all seven in the contest. So, and then from that point on, in future weeks, it'll be five games a week. Always the Gamecock game and the Clemson game and so forth, except for buys, obviously. So seven.
When I was pitching the contest, Mike talked about one of the things about it is that you can go back and change your picks. And I told him, I said, I would warn against doing that on most years. So, but this year, I mean, you really are going to have to pay attention to what's going on during the week. Those teams that are involved in those games because things can change at the drop of a hat more so than in previous seasons, obviously. So change your picks this year during the middle of the week might be something you got to do out of necessity.
Yeah, in terms of the picks, if you go to the RobinComrade.com show, RobinComrade.com is the page. So if you go there, okay, everything will be on that website with the picks. And all you're doing is going to fill out a form for your picks. If you want to change your picks, you have to fill out the form again. I know it's kind of a pain, but trust me, it works better this way. And so what happens is the last thing you submit before the deadline is what I count. So if you submit like eight different picks, eight different forms, I count the last form that was in for the deadline as your picks. Yeah. So, and you can check too to do that. So if you're not sure, what you picked, submit one more form to make sure. That's fine. Because I have a really good system in terms of how I basically delete the old ones. It's, you know, in terms of my spreadsheet, so it's not a problem. So you can do that. Now, if you submit late after the games are being played, then whatever game has kicked off, say, for example, you forget to post your picks. And Clemson and Wake Forest are playing a noon game. That's one of the games. And you go, crap, and you submit your picks at 2 o'clock on the 12th. And only the Clemson-Wake Forest game is going on. Well, the Clemson-Wake Forest game will be counted as a game you don't win just because the game is being played already. So if we have seven games on the table, you can't get the Clemson game right, but you can get every other game right still. So that's how we do it the fair way. So everything's time-stamped, all that stuff there too. And I post a spreadsheet once the games kick off so everyone can see it. And I can't change or edit this stuff, so it's not like it's anything like that. So everything you see. So –
Not like it costs a lot to get in, you know. I mean, all of you probably could go empty out all the junk drawers at your house and sock drawer, clean out from underneath the front seats of your Ford Ranger pickup truck or wherever. You can scrape up $20 mm-hmm. like that.
That
bank account, and it's a one-time fee.
And if you're a Georgia fan, remember, it's $19.80 to get in. Mm-hmm. You get it for $19.80 if you're a Georgia fan.
Like you have a built-in coupon.
You have to put it in there. In order to get the rate, just send it 1980 and then send me a message with the code word hedges. Hedges. to verify. I mean, I'll trust your honor, but if you just go in there and just tell me hedges, I'll hook you up with 1980. That's what we do. I'm friendly with Georgia fans. I have nothing against you guys. You gave us Will Muschamp. Gave us my guy.
Get the
boom.
Fuck out of here.
And Bobo. Oh,
you know what you also gave us? You gave us a good game last year.
You really did. It was a great game. Hall of the year. The only game of the year that was worth me getting happy about.
All right. Well, I tell you what.
Just weren't on straight enough.
Yeah. Well, let's thank our patrons for the show. Lawton Swan of Clemson Sports Talk, Thomas Dana Young, Stacey Hamp, Keith Harrelson, Jamie Phillips, Tabitha Sims, Robert Knight. We appreciate them. We also appreciate our good buddy, Positive Mike, Lisa Stair Harkins, Jeff Pritchett, Christian Young, Eddie Hicks, Sally Donegan, and Melanie Bookhart. We appreciate them for joining and being a patron of the show. You can be a patron too. Go to robincomrade.com and sign up today. All right, so let's get right to it, gentlemen. I'm going to share right now my ACC awards bracket here. It's my preseason awards bracket here. Let's see if I can. I think that, I don't know. Is that, how does that look to you guys? Do I need to go full screen with it? I think I can do that. Do you want me to go full screen? Tiny. Or is that bigger?
Tiny.
Yeah. Well, I can't get it any bigger than that, I don't think. Let me see if I can. Yeah. All right. Well, we're going to have to just. The shit. All right, so the first thing we're going to pick, ladies and gentlemen, and I'm just going to go back to the regular whole thing here with all of us, and then we will add this to here.
But let me share a little behind the curtains, though, okay? Now, Rob and Kale and I, we get in a text exchange, and we do a little show prep because we're professionals. And, you know, so Rob kind of always says, hey, tonight we're going to pick the ACC my media poll, okay? And whatever we pick, I'm going to submit. He goes, so, and this is to me, by the way. This really isn't to Kale, okay? Kale's in the conversation, but he's talking to me. And he goes, so, this is for real, so no, like, don't, no slanted stuff, and don't embarrass me. And I go, what do you mean? He goes, like, don't pick Syracuse to come in first. All right, so Rob is worried that I'm going to embarrass him by, you know, saying that Syracuse is the best team.
I just thought that you had reached maturity And since we're submitting something here that is a representation of me, I thought that maybe you could be serious. Maybe.
I know, but I like how it's the text is to both of us, but we all know who it really is to.
Well, that's the Syracuse dig was at you.
I know. But, and I said, do not sleep on the cues.
Oh, Jesus Christ. All right, let's get started.
The final text was, let's just not embarrass me.
Yeah, let's not embarrass me. And I want to get the listeners involved over here, too. I'm going to read. They give you, like, 8 different selections for each starting position. I'll read them out to you, and then we'll all come to an agreement together and then go from there. But we start with the quarterback. You get to select one individual as far as quarterbacks go. And I was messing with the ballot earlier. The first one on the list is Trevor Lawrence from Clemson. You can also select James Graham from Georgia Tech, Mikael Cunningham from Louisville, Derek King from Miami, Sam Howell from North Carolina, Ian Book from Notre Dame, Kenny Pickett from Pitt, and Hendon Hooker from Virginia Tech. Those are the players that you can select according to the conference. It's not what I set up. That's just the list of players that they give you. We have to select one. It's easy to go with Trevor Lawrence. Of course, the folks over here, you guys can put your stuff up there on who you like. Comrade, are you going to go with Lawrence, or do you have somebody else?
I'll go. I mean, this is who we think the best quarterback is in the league, right?
In the league, yep.
Okay. I'm going to go with Trevor Lawrence. But I would say this, though. If I was a betting person, I would like Derek King, how do you say his name? Miami Hurricanes guy. Derek as a King. Sleeper. Like, as a, you know, if I was in Vegas right now, because Trevor Lawrence is a huge favorite, but if I was in Vegas as like the ACC player of the year, right, I would put a little money on him just for the return, I think. He's going to win it, but just make it interesting. But yeah, Trevor Lawrence, best quarterback in the ACC. He's probably the best quarterback in the country. He'll probably go number one overall in the draft. We'll see. Hopefully he won't, but we'll see what happens.
All right, Cale, you made an argument, not really an argument, but via text message, you were talking about you liked another quarterback, and that was who?
I think that Ian Book over at Notre Dame is a hell of a quarterback and really vital to that offense there. With that being said, I still wouldn't pick him as my all ACC quarterback. I think you got to go with the Lawrence kid over at Clemson. Although Sam Howell really, really looked good last year, really impressive, and I think they're going to be good this year. I think they're going to average 40 points a game or more. Derek King, how can we? They got a guy on there who's never taken an ACC snap as someone that you can potentially vote on. Who is somebody from Georgia Tech on there?
Well, you want to know the one guy that was on there that wasn't on there? I'm not saying he's the best quarterback in the ACC, but before you put Derek King on the list here, you should have Chase Bryce from Duke. I mean, he's taken snaps. Won a national title, for God's sakes. I'm not saying that, I mean, he should be on the list of folks, in my opinion.
Yeah, he did win one game. I mean, when they were behind. Yeah. I mean,
So
what's fucking embarrassing for them anyway? You have a player on here who's never taken a snap in ACC football, and Derek King, and damn Florida State quarterback, ain't even damn listed. Whatever happened to that, man? And I don't – whatever happened to Florida State? And, I mean, you're looking at – I mean, they haven't always had the best quarterback every season, but they've always had someone who ran the offense and had a lot of talent, played people around them. I mean, you're talking Chris Winkie, Chris Riggs, Danny Cannell, fucking Winston, fucking Christian Ponder, those people. And this – guess them turd burger they've been trotting out there the past couple of years, And I'm going to talk about him when I start talking about wide receivers in a little bit, too. I mean, that's just fucking embarrassing.
I agree with you on that. It is. It is embarrassing. And
I mean, they've just been a plate full of piss.
Well, you know what? I think
yeah,
you're right.
Wide receivers lining up facing the wrong goalposts. I mean, geez.
Yeah, it's true.
This is ridiculous. God damn it.
Exactly.
Virtually. Well, I've never seen it.
All right. So up next, so we all agree that we're going with Trevor Lawrence as the first team quarterback. Now we go to running backs. You have to pick two. Here's the list of running backs: David Bailey from Boston College, Travis Etienne from Clemson, Jashawn Corbin from Florida State, Jordan Mason from Georgia Tech, Javian Hawkins from Louisville, Cameron Harris from Miami, Michael Carter from North Carolina, Javonte Williams from North Carolina, Zonovan Knight from NC State, Jafar Armstrong from Notre Dame, Raheem Blackshear from Virginia Tech, and Khalil Herbert from Virginia Tech as well. My two picks, I'll go first. I like ETN and Hawkins from Louisville. Those are the two that, if I were going to sit down, that's who I would pick right off the bat. Gentlemen, which way are you going to go? We'll start with you, Kale.
I'm going to go a little bit different there. I do like the young man from Louisville. I do. But I think you can kind of tell from the flavor of some of my picks here that I'm high on UNC, man. I'm high on them. I'm going to take Travis Etienne and Michael Carter, the running back from UNC, went over 1,000 yards last year. He didn't get that many touchdowns, but between the 20 yard lines, very effective. I'm going to take Mr. Carter. I don't know if he's any kin to Jimmy Carter or not, but
all right. Well, that's
peanut farmer.
Okay, comrade, which way are you going, my friend?
I hate to agree with Rob Sanders because I just don't like Dorina, but my picks were ETN and Hawkins as well. I like Hawkins a lot. Like, if I had to pick one running back, you know, in terms of who I think is going to have a big year, I think Hawkins got a big year this year. That Louisville offense, really good coach. Louisville's my kind of my sleeper team in the ACC this year. So, why is my dog barking? Stop it.
All right. So,
I'm taking Hawkins and ETN.
All right. So, we kind of outrank you there a little bit, Kale, with two of us to one. So we're going to go with Hawkins and ETN there. Although, I do like your pick of the North Carolina running back. I think he could be right there in the mix. So we will submit that. And then the next set is the wide receivers. Now, with this, we got to pick three of them. And I'll give you the list. Kobe White from Boston College, Frank Ladson Jr. from Clemson, Joseph Nagata from Clemson, Cornell Powell from Clemson, Amari Rogers, Jalon Calhoun from Duke, Keyshawn Helton from Florida State, Tamarion Terry from Florida State, Amarian Brown from Georgia Tech, Jalen Camp from Georgia Tech, Tutu Atwell from Louisville, Diami Brown from North Carolina, Bo Corrales from North Carolina, Daz Newsome from North Carolina, Emeka Emezi from NC State, Kevin Austin Jr. from Notre Dame, Ben Skowronek from Notre Dame. I have no clue how to say that name. I butchered it. Tyzeer Mack from Pitt, Taj Harris from Syracuse, Terrell Jana from Virginia, and Trey Turner from Virginia Tech. My three picks here, I'm going to go with, I like Tutu Atwell from Louisville. I like Daz Newsome from North Carolina. And then my third pick, I think I'm going to go with the young man from Georgia Tech, who I think is, it's just a pick because I interviewed the guy and I like him. But the other guy, I feel bad doing that, but I'm going to go with Atwell Newsome, and then I'll go with You know what? I'll go with Bo Corrales from North Carolina. There you go. There's my three picks right there. All right, comrade, which way are you going, my friend?
Well, we almost said the same exact one again, but I'm going to go with Atwell and Newsom, and then Amari Rodgers is my three.
He is pretty good.
I had a little kind of coin flip, but I thought about going one of you, but I'm going to go with Rodgers. But Atwell, Daz Newsom. I hate picking a Tar Heel, but I have to give him some breaks.
All right, so Amari Rodgers. We agree on Atwell and Newsom. Kale, which way are you going, my friend?
Okay, I'm going with Tutu Atwell as well. Also going with Newsom from UNC.
Those are two unanimous picks, by the way, for all three of us. So that those two guys are making it right off the bat.
Instead of those, I am going with the third pick wide receiver, Marion Terry from Florida State. He's a good player. And you got to think here, Amari Rodgers and Clemson, he's decent, but, I mean, he's not – I mean, let's say, Justin Ross level. You know, Justin Ross would have been unanimous on his team if he hadn't gotten injured. Rodgers ain't really showed me all that much. Terry, good player, and the thing about it is, Amari Rodgers had Trevor Lawrence throwing him balls. This guy had a freaking beanpole with legs throwing balls to him, so just think what he could have done if he had had a more productive quarterback. Yeah, he's still for well over 1,000 yards, about 10 touchdowns last year. I would take those three, picks there. He also, Sage Surratt was also a guy that would probably been on the first team as well, but he's
injured.
Not play.
You know what, comrade? I think we can go with Terry. That seems fair, right? I mean. That's fine. So we all agree on those three. And Terry's a good player, too. So tight ends, you get one tight end. The tight end that I'm going with is Brevin Jordan from North Carolina. I mean, not from North Carolina, from Miami. I think he's going to be a early round pick there for the Hurricanes. So give me Brevin Jordan, the junior from Miami. Kale, which way are you going with the tight ends, my friend?
I go with him as well. He's been a good player for them, been around for several years. I remember when I did my preview and breakdown on them last year. One of the better players I've talked about as well. So I would go with him.
All right, comrade, who you got, buddy?
Brevin Jordan for me as well from Miami.
Well, there you go. Look at that. We all have agreed on that, and we will move along. Up next, as we submit Brevin Jordan here, then you got your all-purpose back. They give us three options. Michael Carter from North Carolina, Hassan Hall from Louisville, and Deion Jackson, the running back from Duke. I like Michael Carter from North Carolina as my pick. Of those three gentlemen, which one would you like? We'll start with the comrade.
I'm going with Carter. I hate taking Tar Heels, but I'd go with Carter.
Yeah. All right. Who do you got there, Kale?
Jimmy Carter for me as well, if you remember. I picked him.
Yeah. Well, it's all-purpose back. I mean, hey, that's important. Your offensive tackles. Here's the list. We have to pick two from here. Ben Petrula from Boston College, Tyler Vrabel from Boston College, Jackson Carman from Clemson, Jordan McFadden from Clemson, Zach Quinney from Georgia Tech, DJ Scaife from Miami, Jordan Tucker from North Carolina, Ikem Ekwonu from NC State, Liam Eichenberg from Notre Dame, Robert Hainsey from Notre Dame, Aaron Service from Syracuse, Dylan Reckensmeyer from Virginia, Christian Darrisaw from Virginia Tech, Luke Tenuta from Virginia Tech, and Zach Tom from Wake Forest. My two picks here, since we have to pick, these are, by the way, as you can see there, your tackles. I'm going to go with Jackson Carman from Clemson and Liam Eichenberg from Notre Dame. Those are my two picks. Carman's going to be probably a top 10 pick if he has a good season this year. And I really like Liam Eikenberg from Notre Dame, the graduate. I think that he's going to lead that Irish offensive line there. So there's my picks. Kale, which way are you going to go, man? We got to pick two tackles here.
I'll go with Jackson Carman as well, from what I know about him, just in play. And I'll just trust your judgment on Mr. Eichelberger.
Eichenberger.
And I'll go with him. Yeah.
All right, comrade, which way are you going, friend?
I'll go with him as well.
I think Jackson Carman's overrated, personally. I think he is.
Fuck off.
I think he's overrated. Didn't what's his face, the truck driver, destroy him in practice? Who's the truck driver guy?
What the hell are you talking about?
His name is slipping my mind. The transfer guy who transferred anyway.
Oh,
yeah. You know, Dennis Wilson got
him. There one day.
Yeah, Dennis Wilson got him a job. That's the other job. So listen, if you can't block him, you can't be my team.
All right, well, give us your two picks, stupid.
I'm going with Liam Eikenberg from Notre Dame, the senior.
Yeah.
And then from Boston College, Ben Petrula. Yes, Benny P.
Well, Kale and I picked the same 2-1, so we're going with Carman and Eichenberg on our actual ballot. So.
Bullshit! I hate being overruled.
What? Wait, come on,
that's
man.
Fine. I'm joking, jammit, Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ, what is your problem, man? I tell you what.
You sorry motherfuckers!
You need to calm down, Virtual Kale. Virtual Kale does not like you at all. Anyway, but no, so we'll go with that. Up next, we go with offensive guard. Here's the list. Zion Johnson from Boston College, Matt Bokhorst from Clemson, Rickavious Chambers from Duke, Jack DeFoor from Georgia Tech, Joshua Ezudu from North Carolina, Marcus McCathin from North Carolina, Joe Sculthorpe from NC State, Aaron Banks from Notre Dame, Tommy Kramer from Notre Dame, Bryce Hargrove from Pitt, Brock Hoffman from Virginia Tech, Doug Nestor from Virginia Tech, and Lacidus Smith from Virginia Tech. With this, we have to pick two guards. I am going with, I like Lacidus Smith, and I think I'll go, my other pick is probably going to be Bryce Hargrove from Pitt. So Lacidus Smith and Bryce Hargrove are who I'm going to go with. Kale, what do you got next?
Sounds good to me. I'll go with those two as well.
Well, I have to put them. I know that you guys probably don't know much about the offensive line, but comrade, have you got two offensive guards you want to go with?
It's just not a position. You know, if you're not even, you know, it's not your team. You know, you follow most of these teams, so you know the skill players.
That's a good point.
That's just the way it is. Even though these guys are really, really important, you just don't learn the damn names.
That's fine.
I've been breaking down film the last 4 hours, okay? And I'm going to tell you right now, I believe it's Lacidus Smith, not Lacidus, Lacidus
okay.
Smith from Virginia Tech, okay, can flat out play. Okay, can block.
Who's your
and
other guard?
I'm going to take him, and I'm taking Bryce Hargrove. So I'm going with Hargrove.
God damn, look at you.
After a bunch of film work, the last 4 hours, I like how Hargrove blocks.
Holy
shit. I like his energy. He's got a motor, okay?
Yeah.
And I like him. He's a third-round pick in the NFL.
Look who joined us on YouTube. Uncle Lou. Uncle Lou joined us on YouTube. By the way, Uncle Lou is doing my Fox Sports Radio show with me on Wednesday, so shout out to Uncle Lou. We're going to talk about the Georgia offense, and we're going to talk about the SEC East on Wednesday. So 3 Eastern time, you can find my show on the iHeartRadio app. Just look for Fox Sports Radio.
Can I point out one thing real quick?
Sure.
Jamie Newman was in here, and he left. As soon as we started with the ACC, he just got out. He says he could not stand to listen about ACC football. I don't really blame him, to be honest with you, but that's just one person's choice.
Whatever
so.
The fuck.
So I'm just letting you know.
What the fuck?
Leave. That's how I feel about it. Anyway, so there you go with my ballot. Let's see here. Up next, we go from offensive guard to center. The center for me, my pick is Jimmy Morrissey from Pitt, who is probably going to get drafted pretty high, but I'm going to take him. He's a redshirt senior, so give me the veteran at center for Pittsburgh as for my all-ACC pick. So go ahead. What you got there, comrade? Your turn.
Jimmy Morrissey you took?
Yes.
That's what I took as well. That's my guy as well.
Look at that. What do you got there, Cam?
Well, I'll have to deal with him, too. I mean, he is, as far, I look at my Athlon magazine, I'm cheating a little bit. They do pick him as the number one center there also. They had a good ground game at Pitt.
They do.
The past few years. So, yeah, obviously, a big cog in that wheel. Huge, too.
Yep.
305.
He is a big guy.
Senior. Okay, well, I ain't hitting on him or nothing. I'm just, you know, telling you he's got a good – he has a potential NFL body.
All right,
I wish you would change his name to Jim Morrison.
That'd be cool.
Because I really think he could break on through the other side then. You know what I'm saying?
That's right. You know what I mean? So,
you know, that's what I'm saying.
That's a good point. Up next, we go to defensive ends.
John Morrison.
Defensive ends. We have to pick two of them here, gentlemen. Here are the list. This is for folks that are just tuning in. We are doing my ACC preseason media bracket here. Or bracket, I say my media bracket.
Hunter Slay asked if we have a prediction on the score prediction on the UT-USC game. Yeah.
I'll give you that. Don't worry.
We'll get to that. We'll get to that. Here's what we.
I'm not sure Tennessee is scoring that game.
Jesus
not
Christ!
Sure
score. Justin Foster question. From Clemson, KJ Henry from Clemson, Victor Dumicche from Duke, Chris Rump from Duke, Joshua Kando from Florida State, Janarius Robinson from Florida State, Antoine Owens from Georgia Tech, Quincy Roach from Miami, Dalen Hayes from Notre Dame, Adekabodu Ogunjai, I think that's how you pronounce it, from Notre Dame, Patrick Jones from Pitt. Rashad Weaver from Pitt, Mandy Alonzo from Virginia, Zane Zandier from Virginia, Emmanuel Belmar from Virginia Tech, Justice Reed from Virginia Tech, and Carlos Basham Jr. from Georgia State. My two defensive ends, I'm going with Quincy Roach from
Georgia State?
Huh? What'd I say?
Georgia State.
Wake Forest, I'm sorry.
Georgia.
Yeah, I messed up.
I was about to say, when did they join the league?
They could probably join them. They'd be a contender.
They knocked off SEC teams, so week one, they're pretty damn good.
God damn.
Maybe they got a promotion.
Holy shit.
What's going on, motherfuckers?
Exactly. My two picks, gentlemen, I've got Carlos Basham from Wake Forest and Quincy Roche, the senior from Miami. Who do you go like there, comrade, on for defensive end?
I got the same two guys. I got Basham. And I got Roach as my ends.
Mm-hmm.
So great minds think alike.
Kale, what do you got, bud?
I go with those two as well, pair of seniors. Would have been Gregory Rousseau on there from Miami, but he opted out. That's gonna be a huge loss for them.
Yeah, you're probably right. So we're going with Basham and Roach. Let me add that to the ballot here. As we get that set up here, then we'll tell you what we select next. Up next on the ballot, ladies and gentlemen, is we go from defensive ends to defensive tackles. My two defensive tackles that I pick are Marvin Wilson, the senior from Florida State, who is going to be an all-world player, I think, this year for them. And Tyler Davis, the sophomore for Clemson. Comrade, what do you think about the men in the trenches, man? Which way are you going?
I got the same two guys. Marvin Wilson's going to be the easy one. And I think there's a pretty big gap to Tyler Davis to Clemson to the third guy. So let me just see what my boy Cale Hall says, but I think it's a pretty good gap there, those two guys.
All right, well, Cale, which way are you going, buddy?
I'll take the same two. Not much debate there. Where's Niles Pinckney at? Is he not in this group?
He's in the mix. He's up there. Yep. You can get Jordan Williams from Clemson. I mean, Robert Cooper on down the line. Kurt Hinnish from Notre Dame.
Decent. I mean, I thought he was a pretty decent run stopper there for them.
Yeah, But I think that, I mean, I like Marvin Wilson a lot, and then we can debate on number two, but Tyler Davis seems like a solid pick in my opinion. So we go from defensive tackles to linebackers. We have to pick three linebackers. Here's the list of linebackers. Isaiah McDuffie from Boston College, Max Richardson from Boston College, Mike Jones Jr. from Clemson, James Skalski from Clemson, Baylen Specter from Clemson, Shaka Hayward from Duke, Amari Gaynor from Florida State, Emmett Rice from Florida State. From Georgia Tech, you got David Curry, C.J. Avery from Louisville, Dorian Etheridge from Louisville, Zach McLeod from Miami, Tamon Fox from North Carolina, Jeremiah Jimmel from North Carolina, Chaz Surratt from North Carolina, Isaiah Moore from NC State, Peyton Wilson from NC State, Jeremiah Owusu-Koromoa from Notre Dame, Drew White from Notre Dame, Charles Snowden from Virginia, Noah Taylor from Virginia, Zane Zandier from Virginia, Rashard Ashby from Virginia Tech, Dax Hollingfield from Virginia Tech, and Alan Tisdale. My linebackers, I am going with Chaz Surratt at number one for me. I thought it was a joke when the former quarterback said, hey, I want to play running back or play linebacker. He played his dick off last year for North Carolina. So give me Chaz Surratt, Max Richardson from Boston College, and Rashard Ashby from Virginia Tech. Comrade, who do you got in the linebacking core there, brother?
Who am I, three?
Yeah, you're three.
I'm taking Rashard Ashby from the Hokie Nation, Max Richardson from Boston College, and unfortunately, I got to take the Tar Heel, Chaz Surratt, who I also thought was going to be horrible. I remember last year for our first game, I said, we're going to kick their ass. They have a damn quarterback trying to play linebacker.
Yeah, I think I said pretty much the same thing too, but I was like, God damn it. Yeah. That was shitty. But he did some great stuff for them and really played his balls off. Kale, who have you got for your three, sir?
I'm going to take Rashard Ashby from Virginia Tech. They have a solid defense this year. Surratt made a successful transition from quarterback over to linebacker last year. It looked really good. I came in there as well. I'm just shits and gigs. You two both picked the same thing. I'm going to take your boy Skalski up there at Clemson. I like the way he plays, man. He's definitely got a motor, and he's a really important part of y'all's defense.
Kale, be nice. So we're going to submit the three that we talked about there. We move on to the next set. We have to pick out two defensive backs. Here's the list of defensive backs. Brandon Sebastian from Boston College, Darion Kendrick from Clemson, Mark Gilbert from Duke, Asante Samuel Jr. from Florida State, Trey Swilling from Georgia Tech, Storm Duck from North Carolina. Holy shit with that name. Trey Morrison from North Carolina, Patrick Renee from North Carolina, Chris Ingram from NC State, Nick McLeod from Notre Dame, Isaiah Pryor from Notre Dame, Ifuetu Melifonwu from Syracuse, Chamari Connor from Virginia Tech, and Jermaine Waller also from Virginia Tech. We have to pick two. My two gentlemen are Asante Samuel Jr. from Florida State and Darion Kendrick for Clemson. Samuel Jr. is an amazing player, in my opinion. And I really like what Darion Kendrick has done. He's got a lot of balls thrown, had a lot of balls thrown his way last year because they didn't want to throw at A.J. Terrell, and he still played pretty good football. So, Comrade, who have you got with your two?
Is this cornerbacks or defensive backs in general? I can pick safeties too or no?
We have to pick safeties next, so you do your cornerbacks
this
first.
Is corners. Okay, all right. Yeah, okay. In that case, I'm going with Kendrick and Asante Samuel Jr. as well.
Oh, look at that. We agree. Kale, which way you going, buddy?
Third time's a charm. I guess I'll take Kendrick and
Asante Samuel.
Samuel from Florida State.
All right.
Interesting note there. My son for about 3 years played Little League football with Storm Duck.
That's pretty cool.
That's true. He's from Boiling Springs. The kid used to be a running back when he was like 9, 10 years old. Well, I mean, this little kid, about every time he touched the damn ball, it didn't matter if our team was on the 20-yard line, on our own 20, in midfield or wherever, this kid almost always scored a damn touchdown. I don't know how he ended up over on the defensive side of the ball, but he's a heck of an athlete, even just a little kid.
He is a heck of an athlete. So once we submit that, we go to safeties. And with safeties, we have to pick two of them. The list is Nolan Turner, Michael Carter II from Duke, Jaden Lars Woodbay from Florida State, Hamza Nazarene from Florida State. I don't know how to pronounce that name. I butchered it. I'm sorry. Tariq Carpenter from Georgia Tech, Junia Thomas from Georgia Tech, Gervin Hall from Miami, Don Chapman from North Carolina, Miles Wolfolk from North Carolina, Tanner Engel from NC State, Kyle Hamilton from Notre Dame, Paris Ford from Pitt, DeMar Hamlin from Pitt, Andre Sisco from Syracuse, Joey Blunt from Virginia, Divine Diablo from Virginia Tech, and Nasir Green from Wake Forest. My two picks, gentlemen, I'm going to go with Sisco from Syracuse and Nasreddin from Florida State. Kale, which way are you going, buddy, as far as your safeties?
I'm going to go with this kid, Paris Ford from Pitt.
Yeah, that's a good pick.
And I'm going to also go with Hamza Nasreddin from Florida State, even though I don't particularly like him. He, I believe at one time, was committed to the Gamecocks. And he decommitted and went down there to play with that pasture full of piss. But could you imagine if we had him right now, what kind of damn defensive backfield we'd have with him? And
DBU.
Oh, yeah. No doubt. But, you know, you make your bed, you lie in it.
That's right.
Comrade, young
man, I'm giving my first round pick.
Lying that shit, bitch, lying it.
Comrade, who you got?
I gotta go with the pride of Syracuse Orange Nation and Andre Sisco, a true champion up there in the north. Dad. Gotta love Andre Sisco. And I'm going with Mr. Nasreddin as well from Florida State.
I like that pick. We'll go with those two. And we're about done with the players. We have to pick a kicker. You know what? I don't even know anything about these damn kickers, to be completely honest with you. I know that I like the kicker from Wake Forest. I think Skiba's his name. He's got a hell of a leg with him, so that's who I'm going to go with. I don't really follow special teams very much, to be completely honest with you. But, Kale, have you got to pick a kicker you like?
I'm going to go right opposite of him on the same side of the ACC. I'm going to go with the junior kicker, Andre Smizit, from Syracuse.
Yep.
He's pretty much automatic. 17-20 field goals last year. Pretty damn good.
Yep. All right.
That's who I'm picking.
I'm going with the Q's kicker as well. Can't turn down the Q's kicker. In the dome, I mean, he's true. It's true, my friend.
Well, we'll go with Andre Smith then from Syracuse as I submit that for my kicker. For your punter,
one may be able to make the argument. He has I don't know if he has an advantage being inside the dome, because you know some of the times kickers have the wind at their backs, and that can push a ball extra 5 to 7 yards. So but you also got to think, well, he doesn't ever have the wind blowing towards him. So
okay.
I guess it kind of cancels itself out.
I think also he's got experience kicking when nobody in the stadium. So this year, when no one in the stadium this year, I think he'll have an advantage because he's used to that in those Syracuse games. So that'll be good.
All right. Well, I'm going to submit Smith as my kicker. Now we have to do punters. Will Spires from Clemson, Presley Harvin III from Georgia Tech, Ben Kiernan from North Carolina, Trenton Gill from NC State. Jay Bramblett from Notre Dame, Nash Griffin from Virginia, and Oscar Bradburn from Virginia Tech. Trenton Gill might be the guy.
Trenton Gill's not for NC State? There's no Trenton Gill?
Yeah, Trenton Gill's on the list.
Okay, all right, my friend.
Yeah.
Okay, that's my pick, by the way.
Yeah, Trenton Gill's on the list.
I didn't hear his name, so okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's my pick.
All right. Well, that's good. Kale, which way are you going, buddy?
I'm looking at Oscar Bradburn, Oscar the Grouch from Virginia Tech, 47 yards a punt last year. Can't pick Will Spires from Clemson. They don't have enough reps. You don't know. They don't have enough reps, which is good. It says good things about your team offensively. If your punter ain't ever on the field, and we already talked about this once. I mean, I looked the stats up. Joseph Charlton punted like the eighth most in the country last year, and Will Spires like number 108.
Mm-hmm. All right, so we're going to go with that there. Then up next, we have to pick our specialist. This was easy for me because I went with Amari Rodgers for Clemson, and I think he's going to do a lot as far as the kick returns and punt returns and all that. Really kind of a Swiss Army knife there for Clemson. Kale, who have you got, buddy?
What are we picking here? This is a
specialist. Turner. Specialist.
Specialist.
Yeah, like your special, like
anybody
your
special.
Like special teams player,
like a Steve Tasker.
What are you talking about? I mean, anybody can be
like a kick returner, punt returner, something like that.
Okay, I'll take him too.
All right.
They got a few people listed here in the magazine as kick returners.
Right.
Kick returner, but. Yeah, you know, some of these players, I went through and made a video about a month ago of everybody that had opted out, and I think that I'm able to cross all of them off this list here.
All right.
I'll be outvoted here, but I'm going to go with the kid from Duke, Demond Thilia Johnson.
Okay. Well, there you go with that. Up next, now we're at the point where we have to pick the preseason player of the year. And there's a list of folks here. Travis Etienne, Trevor Lawrence, Victor Dumache from Duke, Marvin Wilson from Florida State, Jordan Mason from Georgia Tech, Tutu Atwell from Louisville, Javion Hawkins from Louisville, Derek King from Miami. God, they put him on the preseason list as like the best players.
Oh,
that's crazy. Jordan Mason from Georgia Tech, Sam Howell from North Carolina, Chaz Surratt from North Carolina, Ian Book from Notre Dame, Paris Ford from Pitt, Rayshon Ashby from Virginia Tech, and Carlos Basham Jr. from Wake Forest. For me, I think it's Travis Etienne from Clemson. I think he's going to have a pretty good season this year, and I think he'll overshadow Trevor Lawrence just enough, and I think they'll finish 1-2. But if you told me to pick today, give me the senior running back from Clemson. Kale, what's your pick, bud?
I like that pick, but I would take Lawrence just simply because if he's not there, if you don't have him, I don't know that you win the ACC. I think if Travis Etienne's not there, you have to go with Lynn J. Dixon as your number one back. I don't think you really miss a beat. So I'm going with Trevor Lawrence.
All right. Comrade, what you got, buddy? ACC player of the year.
I'm going with Trevor. I think he's hands down the best player. I think he'll be in the game most of the time too. I think EDN, they'll kind of
right.
They'll not go easy, you know, but I think they'll pull him out quicker than they will Trevor Lawrence. So I think he'll put up some big numbers.
All right. Well, I was outvoted there, so we're going to go with Travis Etienne and Trevor Lawrence as the pick there. And so I can show it to everybody so they know I'm not fooling you. You can see it there. There you go. Trevor Lawrence right there. That's who I'm picking. Submit that on my ballot. Now, we have to rank
SEC
all.
SEC Dog says Trevor Lawrence is the best passer when no defensive back is in the picture. ETN averages 3 yards carry over. Sir, I mean, I'm the biggest Gamecock fan and the biggest Clemson hater on the planet. But, I mean, you got to give credit where credit's due. Sir, that's not true. And what they were up on LSU like? Were they not up on LSU like 17-0 at one point in that game?
It was like 17-9 or something. But yeah, I mean they were up.
Come on now, man. He's good, damn good. Probably gonna be the number one draft pick in NFL. I don't like it, but I mean I gotta become a realist and accept it. I mean hell, y'all shouldn't be hate Clemson as much as we do. God dang.
Yeah. Well, that's interesting. Up next, this is going to be the fun part. because we got to pick the teams that we pick them 1 through 15. And with this, you break it down like who's going to be best, worst, etc. So I thought we would start with, we'll go from the top all the way to the bottom, and then go from there. But let's see here. So number one for me, until somebody beats them, it's going to be Clemson. I think that they should be number one. That's who I would pick at one. I just think they have just too much, in my opinion. Kale, which way are you going with number one, man, with your number one pick?
Number one, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Talking about what?
Yeah, best team in the conference.
Oh. Give me Tiger.
Comrade?
I got to go with Syracuse. No, just kidding. interesting stat real quick. You know that Clemson, to win the ACC in Las Vegas right now, they are minus 400. Okay, so for people who don't gamble, that means I have to bet $400 on Clemson to win the ACC, and if they win, I win $100. All right? I bet $400 to win $100, which is dumb, by the way. I mean, but so that's how big of a gap there is in that. So I'm going to take Clemson as well.
All right, so we all agree on number one. Number two, for me, I'm going with, and I had to think about this a little bit, but I'm going with North Carolina. That's going to be my number two pick. I'm not buying into the whole Notre Dame thing. I know that everybody loves Notre Dame, but you know what? Fuck Notre Dame. There you go with that. That's when I think of Notre Dame. I don't think that they have enough as far as depth, especially at the on the defensive side of the ball. So give me North Carolina. I think that they'll finish just ahead of Notre Dame. I think Notre Dame is going to drop three games this season. They're going to lose on Friday night in they have to play Friday night at Chapel Hill at some point this season, which is fucking weird. And then they also have a game with Clemson. They'll drop that game, and they'll drop another game. I'm not sure which one it's going to be, but I think Notre Dame will finish 7-3 and out of the hunt. So there's mine. Kale, who have you got for your second team as we roll along here?
I like Notre Dame defensively, but I, too, am going to go with Tar Heels. Man, they just got so much returning talent on that team. I just don't see how I can't pick them. I think that Sam Howell's always take over as the best quarterback in the league for next year. If he continues on the tear he was on this past year. And their schedule and that lines up pretty well for them. That Notre Dame game is going to be a challenge, but I think they could go 10-1. So I'm going to take North Carolina too.
Well, North Carolina is our pick over Notre Dame. That's interesting. Kale and I feel the same way. But Comrade, what's your pick for number two?
Well, listen, I mean, let me say this real quick. Okay, I hate North Carolina. I mean, I do. But this is in no way is my bias in here. I think North Carolina is a little bit overrated. I think last year had a great year. I think they slide back this year. I just think that, you know, I think in the future that they got good recruiting classes coming. But I think this year's team, I think they slide back a little bit this year. So I've got Notre Dame as my second team.
All right, but the majority rules here. No offense, comrade, but we go with North okay. Carolina at two. So for three, I'm taking Notre Dame at third. I think it's going to be kind of a button down type race between North Carolina and Notre Dame, but I will have the Irish at three, which I'm pretty sure that's where the comrade would have them since he picked them at two. But Kale, do you have Notre Dame at three, or would you move them down?
I actually would have Louisville at number three. I think they've got more explosive talent on the offensive side of the football. And I'm just not – I'm not all that overly impressed with Notre Dame. I mean, I'm just really not. I mean, they, to me, another one of those teams that offers all the excitement of a wet fart. And that's not very exciting.
A play.
You love Ian Book. You like their quarterback. You got their quarterback as being the best quarterback in the conference, maybe. So, I mean, so, you know. I don't know.
Well, it's not that far-fetched. I mean,
I think Louisville is just a better team offensively. I picked them for number three there.
All right. Well, it's two against one there, Cale. We have to go with Notre Dame. Up next is number four. For me, I'm going with, you know, Louisville's kind of the sexy pick there, but I like Pitt. And people laugh at me when I say that, but Pitt's got a lot of guys on the defensive side that can play some pretty good football, and they got Kenny Pickett, the upperclassman at quarterback, so I'm going to have Pitt at four. Cale, which way are you going to go? Obviously, you've probably got Louisville there at four since they didn't make it at three, right?
No, you meant Notre Dame.
Yeah.
You meant Notre Dame. Yeah, I'm okay. Notre Dame at four for me.
Notre Dame at four for you. All right, well, who do you have at four there, comrade?
Well, I've got Louisville at three, which you didn't take. So I guess I've got Louisville as my next best team.
All right.
So I've got Clemson, Notre Dame, Louisville as my top three.
Well, then we're going to go with Louisville, even though I like Pitt. So up next at five, who do you have at number five, gentlemen? We'll start with you, comrade.
Well, I actually have a four, but I haven't been picked yet. I believe in the Hurricanes, my friend. I think the Miami Hurricanes are back. Man. I mean, I guess back being fourth in the ACC, it's not really back. But I like the Hurricanes to kind of start to look more like the Hurricanes. So I got as my fourth pick, which I guess now is the fifth pick.
All right. Well, there you go with that. Cale, which way are you going, buddy?
I'm going to go with the Pitt Panthers there. I do like them. I want to put them even higher, but their best defensive player, best defensive lineman, not me now.
Yeah.
So I can't put them any higher than that, but I think –
Well, that's
not flashy, not exciting, but I put Pitt right there.
Well, we've managed to come up with our top five here. Clemson at one, North Carolina at two, Notre Dame at three, Louisville at four, Pitt at five. Now we go to sixth. And then, Cale, who do you have as your sixth best team in the ACC right now?
I'm going with Virginia Tech. They had almost all of their returning starters back on defense. They did lose their best player on defense, cornerback, I think. Yeah, Caleb Farley.
Yeah.
That's another one that opted out. But still solid. So I'm going to take a. I want to address this one here. Noah Sheldon over in the chat room. George Sheldon 500. South Carolina could actually go winless. That's how bad they are talent-wise. Coach, so you're a fucking idiot. You are a fucking idiot. Coaching-wise, I might buy into. But guess what? Our offensive coordinator come from fucking Georgia. But you got the damn avatar on there. And guess what? With this your shitty-ass team last year, shut the fuck up. You stupid son of a bitches don't know what the damn hell you're talking about, talent-wise. You got plenty of fucking talent over there. This hasn't damn been coached up correctly. That shit is changing this year. I'll kick your fucking ass and shit your damn teeth down your damn throat this year. Fuck you and your damn hedges. Stupid redneck motherfucker.
I'm fucking mad.
All facts.
I'm fucking mad.
All factual.
You sorry motherfucker!
Last year was a fluke. Last year was a fluke. Well, if your team was fucking elite, you wouldn't give up damn fluke. Fucking fluke. It's a fluke. Yeah, you just can't accept the fact that we played bad and we fucking got our ass whooped.
Damn it.
I fucking hate it.
Got to be able to explain every damn thing away. Gotta be able to explain everything away. Gotta be a reason why. Gotta be a reason why you weren't damn ready to play that day. And we was. Ain't nothing fluky about that. It's fact.
Deeble dobble, deeble dobble, deeble dobble do. Deeble dobble, deeble dobble, deeble dobble do. We are so much better.
I wouldn't even give them a deeble dobble. That's actually people I like.
Mr. Umadbra says, when we hang out at Callaway's, give me a heads up. He'll ride out and have a beer with us. That sounds great, man. Make sure you go to Callaway's. They support the show.
Yes, I am mad, bro.
You are mad. All right, so you have Virginia Tech. Comrade, you would obviously have Miami. I'm going to go with Virginia Tech, too, simply because I don't know. Like, you know... Is Derek King really going to help this Miami offense? Didn't they get shut out by Louisiana Tech? I mean, did that not happen? I mean, fucking Skip Holtz made them look stupid.
That's one game.
Yeah, but I'm still serious, though. I mean, shit, you know?
Hurricanes are real.
Hurricanes
mm-hmm. will finish ahead of North Carolina. Mark my words.
Who's going to be back, comrade? Who's going to be back sooner? Miami or Tennessee?
Or Texas?
Here's the question is, what do you mean by back? I mean, Miami's going
to. Who's going to be back to being a perennial top 10 team, 10, 11 win team a year?
I think Miami, because they have an easier conference to do that. I mean, Tennessee, to be a top 10 team in the SEC, you got to be really good. You can be a top 10 team from the ACC and just lose one game to Clemson, be everybody else, and you're in top 10 team. So easier for Miami.
During a normal year schedule, to be a top 10 team, Tennessee is basically going to be able to take their annual ass kicking from Alabama and then maybe lose one other game.
I'm not a believer
in Georgia State in there.
I'm not a believer in Pruitt, so I'm not sure Tennessee, he's the answer to Tennessee. I say before, I think they'll be having their John Gruden rumors again in about 18 months from now. I think he's coming.
I'm also not a believer in the man who wears a hazmat suit in practice.
Up next, we've got Virginia Tech at 6. That leaves... For me, I'm going to go with Miami at 7. Comrade already had him there himself. But, Kale, you like Miami there at 7 since that's kind of where we are right now?
Since that's the way it's
kind of shook out.
The way it's folding out, yeah. I want to put Wake Forest higher than I've got them. But, once again, same old song and dance. Opting out kind of hurt them.
Yeah, opting out really did hurt them. So, when we go to number 8, for me, I'm going to go with Florida State at 8. They've still got some talent on the defensive line there with Marvin Wilson. And will they be good on offense? Hell, I don't know. But 8th sounds about right for Florida State. Comrade, is that who you've got at 8? You look at the screen there, you can see what we got so far.
We've already got Virginia Tech, right?
Yeah, Virginia Tech is at 7.
We've already got Pitt. Have we got Pitt yet?
Pitt's at 5.
Okay. So my next best team I have left is the FSU.
All right. Kale, what do you have at 8, man, for you?
That one's tough there for me between Florida State and Virginia. There's still some talent over there on the defense. Side of the ball from Virginia is a lot.
Yep.
But Florida State, I think, with a little bit more overall talent. New head coach coming in. Probably going to fire them up a little bit. I'll take the old Seminoles.
Speaking of that, then we go into pick number 9 in Virginia. They lost Bryce Perkins, but I still think that Bronco Mendenhall is a hell of a coach, but they're going to be lacking in the Joes this year. But give me Virginia to finish 9th. And Kale likes Virginia too, I'm assuming. So, Comrade, are you cool with Virginia at 9?
Yeah.
I actually had a Wake. We haven't picked Wake yet, have we?
Nope. Wake would be number 10 for me. And Kale liked Wake too, so.
I've got Wake ahead of Virginia. for me.
All right.
Noah 500 says Virginia goes back to 1-9. I don't know when they ever were 1-9, and that's not happening either.
He's not very
showing off
bright.
Some impressive damn football knowledge tonight over there.
Well, I'm going to go with Wake Forest at 10. And then we come back down to Boston College. We have Boston College, Duke, Georgia Tech, NC State, and Syracuse. I think I'm going to go with Duke at 11 with Coach Cutcliffe. And they've got some players that can move the ball around there with Chase Bryce. Maybe I'm just in – I just – I think Chase Bryce is great, and he's going to have the quarterback whisperer there and the librarian and David Cutcliffe. But give me Duke at 11. Kale, where are you at with 11, man, with the teams we got left?
I'm going to go outside the box a little bit here, and you're not going to agree with me. But Boston College is going to have one of – if you throw Clemson's offensive line up there, it's probably going to be overall number one in the conference. But Boston College's offensive line can be number two.
Right.
I mean, it's solid, and they got a solid running back there, in Mr. AJ Dillon's backup from last year. His name is
Joseph.
I'm not sure. Anyway, and this Jeff Hafley, whatever they lost on defense over there, that's Jeff Hafley coming over from Ohio State.
Right.
Is the defensive mind.
Yeah.
So I think their defense will improve also. So I think they could be a surprise team to move up in the standings a little bit. They're not going to compete contender for the championship or anything like that. But I don't think they're going to finish in the basement like everybody's predicting.
All right. Well, the deciding vote goes to you, Comrade. Which way are you going, man?
Well, I actually have a Georgia Tech. I have a BC and Duke. But I have it in this order, Georgia Tech, Boston College, and Duke. So I can go – I'd much rather go to BC – and with Kale, then Duke, as you went with there. So if we want to go to Boston College, I can do that.
All right, well, we'll go with Boston College at 11 then, because I got outranked, outvoted by my co-host here. That brings us to Duke, Georgia Tech, NC State, and Syracuse. Obviously, I would have Duke. Comrade, do you have Duke or?
I got Georgia Tech. I've got Georgia Tech ahead of Boston College too. So I like. I just think Georgia Tech's going to make some little noise—not a ton of noise this year—but
sure.
I love their coach. I think they'll be really good in a couple more years, but I think they're going to have a little more progress this year and beat some teams. I like Georgia Tech better than Duke.
All right, Kale, the deciding vote's with you, man. Which way are you going?
Yeah, I like Georgia Tech as well. I like their coach, and I think they showed some promise last year. Now they didn't show. A whole lot in their last game of the season. They played the Georgia Bulldogs. Absolutely got the teeth kicked down their throat, which really pissed me the fuck off. But they did. I like them. I think they're going to improve a little bit. Developing and getting more and more away from that old option. See, last year when I was watching them a lot, especially when I watched them in the first game. They played. I mean, it was almost like still watching Paul Johnson's offense again. It's like they slowly morphed out of it as the year went on. And I think this year it'll start to look like a totally different team. And I'm excited to see Georgia Tech spread it out a little bit this year and play in space more so than what they have the previous year. I think it'll be good. I'm putting them in that spot.
All right, well, we'll go with Georgia Tech. Watch out for Jalen Camp, the wide receiver that they've got. I think he's going to have he's not going to be an all ACC type player, but he'll have a pretty good season there for the Yellow Jackets, the senior there. Look for him to put up some numbers. I'm still stuck with Duke as my pick. Comrade, you've got Duke, NC State, and Syracuse. Which way are you going, man?
I got Duke at that point now. I'm going with Duke
okay.
now.
Okay, so Kale, are you cool with Duke at number 13?
I actually would put NC State ahead of them. They've got
holy shit.
A little bit more returning on the offensive side of the ball, but I mean, you could interchange them, but I think NC State probably
right.
a little bit better too.
Well, I will go with NC State at 14, And KO likes NC State at 13. As he said, they can interchange. But, Comrade, do you like NC State or Syracuse?
I refuse to put Syracuse last. I'm going with Syracuse.
Too bad.
In the next spot.
Well, either way, that's how the ballot breaks down. And we're going to submit it here. They'll ask me to verify everything here. And I think you folks can still see that in the picture there. So quarterback, we go with Trevor Lawrence. Running back, ETN and Hawkins. Wide receiver, Atwell, Newsome, and Terry. Tight end, we all went with Brevin Jordan. All-purpose back, we all like Michael Carter. Offensive tackle, Jackson Carman and Liam Eichenberg. Offensive guard, Lacitus. How do I pronounce that? One of you guys corrected me earlier. What is it?
Is it Lacitus?
Lacitus. Thank you. Thank you, comrade. Lacitus Smith and Bryce Hargrove. Jimmy Morrissey is the center. Carlos Basham Jr., the defensive lineman from Wake Forest, is our defensive end, along with Quincy Roach from Miami. Defensive tackle, we go with Marvin Wilson and Tyler Davis. Chaz Surratt, Rayshard Ashby, and Max Richardson are our linebackers. At cornerback, we went with Asante Samuel and Darion Kendrick. Safety, Hamza Nasruddin from Florida State and Andre Sisco from Syracuse. We all like the kicker from Syracuse, Andre Schmidt. Oscar Bradburn is the punter from Virginia Tech. That's our punter that we have on my media ballot here. Amari Rogers is the specialist. Preseason player of the year is Trevor Lawrence. And our predicted order of finish here, which we tried to be as serious as we could about this, and the comrade wasn't going to pick Syracuse first, but we go Clemson, North Carolina, Notre Dame, Louisville, Pitt, Virginia Tech, Miami, Florida State, Virginia, Wake Forest, Boston College, Georgia Tech, Duke, NC State, and Syracuse. So with that, I'm going to, it says click here, as you can see, ballot for me. When I finish casting my vote, there we go. Let's see what else it tells us. If you completed your ballot, blah, 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 you might click here to cast your ballot. Boom, and it should tell me that I've cast it. Thank you. There you go. So we've submitted it. And I will post that's on the Rob and Comrade Facebook page at some point where we'll have the whole ballot. So actually, I'm just going to save it, and then we'll have it all here for
us. It doesn't have anything to do with anything, but Thursday when I was off work, we went down to the lake, and on the way home, we actually stopped in the Goodwill. It's a nice Goodwill in Hartwell, Georgia.
Yeah.
And I was just looking at shirts over in the men's section there. And there I used to, when I go to Goodwill, and I never could really find one that suited me, and then I just kind of forgot about the idea. I was looking for a decent-looking Clemson T-shirt that I could buy for me to wear, because I was going to do a little series of videos where I was going to call myself Clemson Clint or something of that nature, or Clemson Cliff, and I was going to act like a big hillbilly and talk about how good my football team was. But it never did pan out. Anyway, there was a different orange color over there hanging in the polos, and I looked at it, pulled it up, and it was a brand new, still had some tags on it, never been worn, and they had it for $4.99, a fucking Syracuse polo. Syracuse polo, like that bright orange color with the blue S on it, like Dino Babers would wear on the sidelines.
Sure.
And it was in my size, too. The 2X, big boy size. I was going to buy it just to wear it for that game. But, you know, I just left it hanging there. Maybe somebody else needs it more than me.
That's funny. Final thing I wanted to get into this evening. This came down today. Ja'Marr Chase has said that he is going to go on to the NFL. Man, I think that's a huge blow there for the LSU Tigers, man, because
wait, so he opted out for this year?
Yeah, he's going to go right into the NFL draft. He's not going to play.
God damn, I bet that pissed somebody the fuck off.
It probably did, but when we do the SEC, I should get my SEC ballot at some point. But in my opinion, He was the SEC preseason player of the year, in my opinion. I thought he was the best player in the conference. And, you know, you can lobby for other people, but I thought he was absolutely outstanding. But, man, that's a hell of a gut punch there for the Tigers.
It's either him or Colin Hill.
Get the fuck out of here. Now we're getting stupid. Holy fucking shit, Kale. God damn it, Kale. What the hell's wrong with you, man? Holy shit.
Time? So we got to list off a lot if we're going to talk about what's wrong with me.
Yeah, there is. Oh, man. I tell you what. Comrade, what do you think about Chase opting out, man? Is that going to be a big deal for the Tigers or not?
That doesn't help. I mean, they've lost a bunch of people already to the draft from last year's team. That doesn't help. But they still got a lot of talent. But, no, it definitely takes a step back, makes it a little bit tough for them to beat Bama and kind of make their way up the SC pecking order there. But so that's pretty big news. I don't blame him. Hey, he's trying to get paid, you know. So and we've seen, you know, what can happen. I mean, look at the Gamecocks. I know it's a different position, but this, you know, Marshawn Lloyd running sprints, not touched, and tears his knee up. So, I mean, I can see why you're getting close to your dream, and you can kind of say, you know what, COVID season, you know, 10 games, maybe it's just I'm going to go get ready for the draft. So,
yeah,
good luck to him.
Yeah, good luck to him. Jonathan, who is an LSU fan in the chat, says they've got plenty of receivers. I'll give you that. Brock with a question. Do you think game day will come to Columbia on September the 26th?
We're fine.
They'll probably go to Oxford because Florida has promise, and it's Lane Kiffin's first game. We'd have to look at the complete schedule there, but
you have to see who the Big 12 and who Clemson's playing.
I don't think game day is going to be going to locations, are they?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that's going to happen. They are going to go to locations?
Yep. From what I've been told, yeah. So, I don't know. I don't know if I'm buying that or not. I tell you what, we're going to take the last couple minutes
here. All those games are fucking
hard. They're trying to tell people about the tailgate, not to gather. I think that'd be kind of game day showing up. People want to come with their son. I don't know.
I don't know if that'll happen or not, but I mean, I have heard that they are going to go to different sites, and maybe it'll be later on. I don't know for sure, but we'll see how that works out. We're going to go take the last 5 minutes here for phone calls, 803-470-2905, 803-470-2905. You are welcome to join us on the show if you would like to call in. By the way, lightning quick on this, guys. The line was released on the Clemson Wake Forest game. Have you heard this yet, comrade?
No, I have not.
I'll get your instant reaction from the two of you. Clemson beat Wake Forest last year 52-3 on Senior Day. They open up the season as a 32-point favorite over Wake Forest. I heard that and I literally said, "Holy shit, that's a lot of points."
I mean, the only thing is, it's, you know, and listen, Clemson may cover that, but personally, week one of a season in which you haven't had much practice time, right? I mean, it's been a kind of a crazy kind of off season. I think you would take the points just from the standpoint that, you know, you won't think that Clemson may be a sharp, I don't know. Maybe you go the other way and say, you know what, the less practice time there is, the more the talent will stand out, and it's pure talent. But
yeah.
I don't know. I'm not sure how you handicap with the whole COVID thing. I guess you can make an argument either way, saying, well, listen, Clemson will be the talent. You know, I don't know, but I just think it's a lot of points. But
well,
listen, I've been wrong before in Clemson with the point spread and taking too many points. But
what do you think, Kale? You like the 32 or not?
Just judging from the way Clemson's played in openers the past few years and the kind of scores they've put up against Wake Forest. And look, last year, I mean, you put up that for the last 2 years, you put up those kind of points against Wake Forest and held them to virtually nothing with, you know, a more talented quarterback and more talent at receiver than they are going to have this year. So, I think you cover that.
Yeah.
They're not gonna be very good.
Not indicative of the normal Dave Clawson type team. He's just
not gonna have the talent.
One of the interesting things for me is that Clemson completed their training camp, like, I think 2 weeks ago or a week ago. I mean, but they've been out of training camp and doing their thing. And so they've got like a big lull in between. It's time for, normally you have training camp, then you have game week, and then you go from there. But they've got kind of an open there because of the COVID stuff. And I don't, that may be good for them because they'll have more time to prepare for Wake Forest. But to me, I think that's a heck of a lot of points. So obviously we'll have our picks for as we get closer to that. But man, I heard that today, and that 32 points is a lot of points. A lot of points. Yeah. All right.
I don't like the Taters, and they really pissed me off during the season too when I actually picked them to cover a number and give credit where credit's due, and then they turn around and don't cover that number.
That's really bad. I try to lean. If I'm not sure, I take Clemson to not cover. That way, at least that way, I can be pissed for the right reasons.
Yeah.
But it's tough.
Tough either way. All right, gentlemen, I think we've done a good show. Appreciate you guys being with us this evening. Of course, you can
get in the contest, robincomrade.com.
Yeah, robincomrade.com. Kale, do you have anything else for the show?
No, I just want to reiterate that. Like to have the biggest contest ever this year. Anybody that gets in, that $20 that you owe, going towards the pot, you're going towards building the pot that you can end up winning. I'd like to see that pot be like $1,500.
Absolutely.
$1,500.
Well, there you go with that. And I tell you what, why don't we let Virtual Kale finish the show for us? Virtual Kale, what do you got for us?
I'm going to settle down. I need to turn this fucking shit off.
Thanks, Virtual Kale. With that, it's a wrap.